B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
And on the line with us right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia, former NHLer himself and local boy done well, Colby Cohen from NBC Sports Philly. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're a little geeked up, Colby. We're a little geeked up. Carter Hart, 33 saves most recently for the Flyers. Every time he plays well, it's going to be about, oh, is he going to hit a stride? And every time he plays bad, it's, oh, the guy was overhyped. What have you seen from Carter Hart so far in net?
I mean, I see a guy that is going to be the goaltender for the Flyers for a long time. And I see a young kid, though. And that's the thing that we all have to remember. When there's a guy who's, you know, barely gotten his feet wet in this league, the NHL is such a tough league. And, you know, he's a young kid, and there is going to be ups and downs. But when I watch him, his skill, and then when I listen to him and I see the way he handles these situations, Philadelphia has been starving for a goaltender since I was a little kid, and the Flyers got swept by the Detroit Red Wings in the playoffs. And so he knows this stuff. So seeing how he has an off night or he struggles, but then he's able to mentally get it back together and come back and have that big win that he had the other night where he really kept the Flyers in the game for two periods. I mean, these are signs of a guy who has all the tools to really be a star.
Yeah, Colby, I just got to tell you, we're getting a little echo on your phone there, but next thing I want to ask you about has to do with Travis Konechny. And he seems to be the type of guy that Philadelphia really can get behind because he plays with a lot of attitude. And Philly, I mean, if it's not just pucks, it's about the attitude. And Travis Konechny certainly has that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been a guy who the Flyers have needed to take the next step. And, you know, I heard your last caller talking about the young players for the Eagles, that it's sort of time to fire up and get going. And, you know, Konechny's 22 years old. He's in his third year. His game is maturing, and because of the way his game is maturing and because of the way he's taking care of things defensively and he's not making as many high-risk plays in the neutral zone, he's being rewarded offensively. He's got the puck on his stick more, and, you know, he's been really good, and I would expect to see him keep it up. A lot of people have asked, is this just a hot streak, or is this what we can expect? And, you know, I have no reason to think that he won't keep this up. I mean, the kid's skilled. He plays with a ton of edge, and he's got no problem scoring a goal and then punching you in the face. So, you gotta love that.
Colby, a lot of the questions, I think, with this team come down to the defense. And you got some young defensemen, obviously, with Provorov and Gostisbehere, Sanheim, those guys. What are you seeing from them? I think everyone's looking for Provorov and Gostisbehere to take that next step. Are you seeing that so far this season?
You know, I'm seeing a little bit of ups and downs. I'm seeing, you know, I'd like to see more consistency, and I think that's what you're talking about here. But, you know, that's why the Flyers got Matt Niskanen, because he's that guy who's been around. He steadies the blue line. You know, last game he ends up with a couple of big assists, but he makes a lot of contributions away from the puck. He settles things down. He's also a great partner for any of those three guys that you just mentioned. So, you know, I know that we've seen some good and some bad out of a couple of our young guys, but at the end of the day, when you see the good and you see the ability to do it, that's how you know it's there. At that point, it's up to our coaching staff and it's up to our management staff to make sure that they're putting these guys in the right spots and that these guys are continuing to develop. And so far, it's definitely had its bumpy moments. But I got to tell you something. We live in an atmosphere where we're hyper-focused on that type of thing. But these are good NHL defensemen. I mean, there's growing pain. But these are good players, and I do expect some of these guys to really get things on track.
What's the expectation for a guy like Sam Moran? Because we've been waiting a long time to see what he can do at the NHL level.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, that's a little bit of a tough one.
Yeah.
Because he's had such injury troubles, and, you know, they put him in the other night, and he really struggled. But I'll be honest with you, after not having played the first, 10 games of the season, to put him out there, it's tough because you really can't replicate a game in practice. You just can't. I mean, there is just nothing like the speed of an NHL game. So for me, I think the true test, guys, right now he's in Lehigh Valley on a conditioning assignment. You're allowed to send a guy down without waivers for conditioning purposes. And I think he can play down there for something like either 7 games or 10 days or something along those lines. I don't know the exact amount. Mm-hmm. But after he plays those games, when he comes back up, when he gets another chance, I do think that will be it. He'll need to perform if he's going to stick around once he gets that chance. Because you're right. I mean, it's time for him. I know the circumstances are unfortunate, but at the end of the day, it's professional sports. And you only get so many chances.
Yeah. What's the worst injury you ever played with? Because I'm sitting here with a man named Trey Thomas, who you know. You followed the Eagles, obviously, your whole life. And hockey players, they're never hurt. They just might have a boo-boo, and they just keep on playing. I mean, Sam Moran has...
a different game. I totally respect that.
Well, trust me, every time I see a guy get hit in the NFL, I cringe. And I'm like, man, we got to get these guys some more pads on their legs, because that's got to hurt.
What's the worst thing you ever played through?
So I broke my foot at one point in my career. I took a slap shot off the foot, and my foot was so swollen that the x-ray was negative, but I knew something was wrong. And at the time, I was playing down in the American Hockey League for Bruce Cassidy, who is now the coach of the Boston Bruins, and he thought I was being soft, and he made me play. I literally played a game in Norfolk with a broken foot. I barely could walk. Trust me, not my proudest moment. I could barely skate. And, you know, a couple days later, still couldn't walk. So I finally had to get on the phone with my agent, and I got an MRI. And the MRI showed that my foot was broken. So, I mean, it's... There's no time to be injured sometimes in the NHL, and that was definitely not a fun moment for me.
That's awesome right there. That's a good story.
Colby Cohen, NBC Sports Philadelphia, pre and post and intermission, obviously, intermission live with the Flyers. Thanks for coming on with us, man. We'll talk to you down the road of the season.
All right, guys.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.